The report looks at abuses by Al-Shabaab, the Somali Transitional Federal Government, African Union peacekeeping forces, and others, and also looks at the current refugee crisis in Kenya of Somalis fleeing the Somali crisis.
First, let me ask you, how did you come about preparing this report? I mean, what are your sources?
The report is based on interviews with Somali refugees who had recently arrived in Kenya, as well as other sources.
Now, you say that the TFG, the Somali Transitional Federal Government, has failed to provide basic security and human rights protection. What do you base that on?
Well, we have evidence from the research that we've done that all sides to the conflict have caused civilian casualties. There have been times where, for example, Al-Shabaab has fired mortars indiscriminately in densely populated areas, and the TFG and Amisom forces have responded with indiscriminate attacks. At the same time, we have found that the TFG has engaged in violations, including arbitrary arrests and detention, restrictions on free speech and assembly, and indiscriminate attacks harming civilians.
We did have a chance to speak to a spokesperson for the Somali government, and he says that your organization got the facts wrong by suggesting that they are not providing security. In fact, they said they should be commended for forcing Al-Shabaab to withdraw from parts of Mogadishu.
You know, it's unclear to us at this point what the withdrawal from Al-Shabaab means. Al-Shabaab does control a large swath of territory, and the TFG controls a very small part of Mogadishu. That's part of the problem. And the other part of the problem has been that there has been no accountability for any of the abuses that have been committed, so that they continue. And this fuels the fighting that we see now.
After this report is released, what would you like to see happen?
Well, most importantly, what we want to see now, and this goes to Al-Shabaab actually much more than to the TFG, is a humanitarian access for those who seek to, who are those fleeing attacks. Mostly, first of all, an end to the attacks. Secondly, humanitarian access for those who need to flee, particularly in light of the famine. And then thirdly, in a more longer term recommendation would be the creation of a UN Commission of Inquiry to look at the violations of human rights by both sides since the beginning of the conflict. What we very much want to do is lay the groundwork for greater food security and personal and political security within Somalia and in the region as well.